Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And I have a little bit of a supplement from the opening arguments and the first witness in Donnie Dump's first criminal trial. And I keep saying it's the first criminal trial because we have so many more to go. But anyway, I want to draw your attention to the book called Marmion, A Tale of Flodden Field. It's a romance published in 1808 and written by Sir Walter Scott. From that story comes the famous quote, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." And that reminds me of Donnie Dump. Today, the first witness was David Pecker, and he's the guy who used to own the company that owned the National Enquirer. And he told a story about what is referred to as the catch and kill program. And this is where they would find people who had stories that were detrimental to Dump, and they would kill them. So everyone keeps talking about Stormy Daniels. I don't know why she's the only name mentioned, but before her, there was Karen McDougal. And in fact, Karen McDougal got paid more than Stormy Daniels. Karen got paid $150,000. Stormy got $130,000. But before Karen, there was Dino Sajudin. I hope I'm saying the name right. I believe it's Indonesian or at least Southeast Asian, more than likely. He was a doorman. And apparently he had a story about a love child of Donnie Dump's. According to Dino, Dump had a child out of wedlock with a housekeeper, and he tried to sell that story and sold it to the National Enquirer for $30,000, and of course, they never published the story. They killed it. That's why I'm calling this segment, Dump Got Fucked by a Pecker. I mean, it's a headline that writes itself, don't you think? But yeah, David Pecker set the tone for the rest of the trial. And again, after opening arguments, chances are the jury has come to a decision. Each individual juror has come to a decision. Now, we just have to wait 6 to 8 weeks to find out if they all made the same decision, and because that's what it's going to take to get a conviction. But I have a feeling that the testimony by David Pecker was devastating to Dump, because this was a guy who, you know, knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak, and he was telling all about it. And he had to, because he made a deal with the government to keep him out of jail for participating in this cover-up. So it's just delightful how badly it's going for Dump. Also, he had a decision by Judge Arthur Engoron in the other trial, which was the civil trial about his fraud, his business fraud. And that is that the $175 million bond will be available to Dump. But I think what Engoron did was kind of screw Dump over, because basically there was an account with Dump's money in it at Charles Schwab Bank. $175 million to cover the bond that this completely unqualified company tried to submit. But up until today, Dump had access to the money. So I think Engoron is betting on the fact that more than likely, Dump is going to lose the appeal. And when he does, he loses that $175 million, and he still has a balance of, I think, something like $239 million or something like that, whatever's left. So it's still not looking good for Donnie. And Judge Juan Merchan in the criminal case is going to have a hearing about all of Dump's gag order violations. And I believe by now there's at least 7 of them. Although, I know in the last couple of days, I believe this morning he violated the gag order once again. So, this is significant because if Juan Merchan wants to, he can put Donnie in jail up to 30 days for each infraction. I think he's not going to start there. He might not start with jail time at all, but he could. And if he does, he could, you know, he could play around with it. He could do a day in jail, half a day in jail, whatever it is. And there's a jail right outside of the courtroom. So he doesn't have to send him to like Rikers or something like that. He can just send him right outside the courtroom. It's not going to be a good look. And of course, this Thursday, the Supreme Court has opening hearings about the immunity question. I sincerely doubt they're going to give him immunity, because if they do, they've essentially voted themselves out of a job, because the one thing a dictator does not need is a Supreme Court. And I believe these men and women are intelligent enough to know that, and they're not going to allow Donnie Dump to murder his political rivals, which he has promised to do. And I'm not making that up. He's literally said that. So, you know, I think that's going to go the right way. But of course, anything is possible. So this is a fun-filled week, an action-packed week. I can't wait to see what happens. That's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.